It's moving in day at one of the country's newest apartment developments, nearly 400 of them in North Dublin, viewed, leased and deposits paid for, all online with no actual viewings. Vesta, the company behind them, who described themselves as a smart rental company, aim to build and manage 5,000 apartments here. Rick Larkin is executive director of Vesta. Lorcan Sir is a lecturer on housing in DIT, and they're both in our studio this morning. Rick and Lorcan, thank you both very much for coming into us this morning. Rick Larkin, first of all, tell us more about these apartments.
So Vesta has launched now this morning 376 apartments. These are designed for renting, and they will be kept as rental stock indefinitely. You can go online at vestaliving.ie, you can view an apartment, a floor plan, see the rent, and sign the lease in a couple of minutes, and then just get a key and move in.
Is it first come, first served?
Yeah, everything is first come, first served, so there's no reservations and everything is transparent on the website.
How much are they?
The one bed start at $1,550 per month.
And go up to?
Two beds are $1,990 and three beds start at $2,500.
They're the starting prices. What do they go up to?
They vary. So we have some penthouse apartments, for example, three bedrooms that are $2,700 per month.
And the average?
The average is just under $2,000 per month.
And who's financing this?
Well, the construction has been financed by Bank of Ireland, but the building itself has been purchased by a property fund from the UK. They have appointed Vesta to manage the property for them. So that'll be the priority that renters are dealing with.
This is in Clongriffin in North Dublin, isn't that right?
Yeah, in Clongriffin, Dublin.
Where else are you looking at?
So we're looking all around Dublin and indeed across Ireland as well for the right opportunities. It'll really depend on finding land that can be developed relatively quickly in areas that have access to very good public transport, which is the key thing for renting.
Lorcan, sir, is this the evolution of the rental market?
Yeah, I think exactly. I think what you're seeing here is people willing to pay for comfort and speed over the idea of having to queue on a rainy Thursday in Rathmines to look at a property. And you know, it's very impressive website. The fact that you can do it all online is a modern evolution of where we see the rental
sector. And the servicing of the apartment is all done online as well.
Yeah,
it?
Everything seems to be done online, which is great. I mean, that's all very good and comfortable for the people who are going to move in there. When you look at the rents, though, it's kind of becomes a bit of an issue for me in that, and you're obviously charging the rents that you can get in the market, but the rents are set; they're not affordable for your average household on your average income. If you look at the one bed, it's about 61% of a person on an average income's income every month, and the two beds are about 48% of a couple on an average income, two average incomes, and anything over 40% of your wages is what the European Union called housing overburden. Now, the affordability
of average income. I mean, I Rick can answer this if he wants. Would this be aimed at people on an average?
No, it's not, and that's exactly the point. What has happened is that through a series of kind of deregulation and lowering of standards, the government policy has made developments like build to rent and student housing and co living very lucrative, which means that the only people who can afford to do it are private equity, or if banks are lending, they won't lend to traditional house builders. So we're not getting house builders in here building these. Like, ideally, these apartments would be for sale for people, but nobody can afford to buy them because they're so lucrative. The rental stream is so lucrative. So what you end up doing then is households who need housing because they can't afford ones that are in or near the city centre, they're moving further and further out to the commuter counties. And we see the postcode of Naas last year was the one where most housing development happened. So they're getting houses way out in the commuter county and then putting up with the mental and financial torture of having to commute every day in and out of work.
There are more and more people renting than ever before for a variety of reasons. Yeah. One of the biggest being, of course, that they can't afford to buy a house. But if people who traditionally would have been house buyers and who are renting, particularly those on high income, if they are living in places like these types of apartments, doesn't it take them away from the rest of the rental market? And should that not, in theory, make the rest of that rental market more affordable?
Yes,
or is it having the opposite effect?
It's about 21% of households who are renting at the moment, one in five around the country. And in Dublin, it's about 35%. Yeah, what happens is it has a kind of a converse effect because it's so lucrative and those people on high incomes are moving into the likes of Vesta's apartments and best of luck to them. That's what they want to do. But the problem problem is it becomes so lucrative that it inflates land values, thus precluding your typical house builder from coming in and building housing and apartments for ordinary people and households.
So everything else goes up as a result?
Everything else goes up as a result.
For want of a better
and word. The standards have been reduced to make apartments, for example, smaller, which doesn't suit households. So when you're looking at, and you need a city centre with families and households in them, you know, not just transient rental communities. So those people who want to raise their families in apartments, and we're being told that we should be always, you know, living in apartments increasingly, they're moving out to the commuter counties. There was a 60% increase in the amount of apartments built in Dublin last year, and 80% of those were bought by investors, which shows you how lucrative it is. You know?
Rick Larkin, who's this aimed at?
It's aimed at young professionals.
Not families, no.
Families can happily live there. There are three-bedroom apartments there too. It's right next to a really large park in Clongriffin that was built and is open. So, you know, we're quite happy to have families or all comers that are there. I mean, one thing I would say, just to take up Lorcan's point there about, you know, how these apartments should be for sale. If these apartments were for sale, they just simply wouldn't be built. That land in Clongriffin sat there for 4 years with planning permission on it before we bought it, because the economics of building them for sale just simply don't work. The end value of apartments for sale is too low to justify the construction cost of building them. Forget about the land, just the construction cost. So they would just never happen.
So do you mean that the people who are financing this will make an awful lot more money out of them by renting them?
It's not a question of making more money. They would make a loss if they were sold. And so therefore it wouldn't happen, which is why it didn't happen. It sat there for 4 years until we came along and developed it. That's a function of many things in the market. There is a massive lack of mortgage availability that's driving down or holding down property prices, particularly for apartments. And, you know, we're not here to solve that. We're here to solve the problem that there is a massive lack of rental accommodation in the city that needs to be provided, not just with products like Vesta. The government have a role too in providing housing, and the private market can't certainly do it all on its own. And to his other point about standards being lowered, I mean, standards size standards have been lowered by government policy. All of the apartments of Vesta are far in excess of the size standards that are laid down in government policy. And you know, at the same time that those size standards were lowered, the actual building regulations were increased dramatically, to the point where we now have some of the most costly apartments to build in Europe because of the environmental regulations that are being put in place.
Lorcan, sir?
Yeah, well, it's very interesting that there's a narrative from government that we almost get used to living in high-rise and higher density and in apartments in the city centre so we can make best use of public transport and all the facilities. But at the same time, they're doing exactly what Rick said, making the places smaller and less habitable and less friendly for households and particularly families. So we've got a contradictory policy going on here, which is just simply forcing people out to the commuter counties where they can buy a house with a bit of space, even though that's probably the least sustainable option that we could have.
There's going to be more of this, isn't there?
Yeah, plenty more, I think. And I think Rick's point is right, but the market can't solve this. There is a need for more rental accommodation, without a doubt. But the issue is it has to be affordable. We have an affordability crisis in Ireland as much as a housing one.
Lorcan Sir, lecturer on housing in TIT, and Rick Larkin, Executive Director of Vesta. Thank you both very much for coming into us this morning.